Welcome to Forging a Life, Beyond the Curve, calling in your unique destiny with Coach Christine Clark. Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your very being is softened by fire as you take hits that shape you. Christine is a transformational life coach dedicated to empowering entrepreneurs to create a whole life success on their terms. On this show, you will be forged into a magnificent, powerful, highly functional work of art that is your significant life. Now, here's your host, Christine Clark.
Join me, Coach Christine Clark, as we forge our lives. We are going to go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Who will you be when you believe you have what it takes?
Hello, hello, and welcome. This is Forging a Life. I am Coach Christine Clark, delighted to be here. I am here every fourth Tuesday of the month. So welcome. You know, what does it mean for you to follow your intuition? Can you remember the last time that you won? I mean, like when you really, really won and you made the right move at the right time and just came up golden. And wouldn't all of us love to be like that and have that happen all the time, have it happen more often in our lives? You know, that's what we're about today. That's the conversation. I want to remind you to not miss out on the opportunity to receive a package of one-on-one coaching sessions with me, Coach Christine. You can blaze in 2022 with laser coaching. Send an email to forgingalifewithcoachchristine@gmail.com. Provide your name, your phone number, and your email address. You have until midnight on January 31st to put your name in the hat. Someone's going to get a laser coaching program to help them move forward, remove their blocks, and just shine in 2022. You know, to live life in flow, to have success on your own terms, requires sticking with your intuition, you know, playing to your strengths, and building a foundation that works for you. You want to run your own race. You want to put the blinders on. And in essence, that requires sticking to your core elements. It's one of the first truths in creation of a katana, which is a samurai sword, that there is strength in your steel and you have to trust your elements. You know, when I put together the Forging Life, the truth and creation of katana, steel was one of those primary first things that I really learned about. You know, steel will only perform according to its makeup. Now, the steel for a katana is specifically chosen by the elements of its alloy. And one of the first alloys I learned about was high carbon, way back 30 years ago when Howard was just getting started being a bladesmith. There was all this conversation about high carbon steel. Carbon is one of those things that allows the steel to get hard enough to hold a good edge. And that is really, really important. If you want a edged knife, your kitchen knife, you want it to stay sharp, and the carbon was needed. And in my naivete mind, I thought, oh, that must be like 20% carbon, 50% carbon. And no, when I learned that high carbon meant a half of a percent to like 1.4 of a percent of carbon was high carbon, that steel is like 95 to 98% iron. And that 2% to 5% has 3, 6, 9, 12 different elements in it. And those core elements decide everything that the steel can be and how it can be worked, how long it has to be put into the forge. Can it be put into a really hot fire, or does it have to be put into a fire that's a little cooler and gently brought up to heat? Can it be beat on really hard, or does it need to be tapped on and worked on slowly, gently? All of the core elements of the steel dictate how you can work it, what it's good for, and how it can be put to use. Now, I am not a sprinter, so I am built for endurance, and rarely do I ever get everything done that I want in a day done. And yet some of you can just jump in the deep end and swim. Some of you can be that billet shoved into that hot fire, immediately brought up to heat, and then worked really hard, really quickly. Some of us need to have it take a step at a time. We need to gradually get up to speed. We need to build momentum, and then we can go forward and be molded and shaped and provide the place in the world that we are meant to fill. You know, everyone can get to their destiny. But you have to go with your elements. And if you go against your elemental makeup, you're going to fight yourself. It's going to be a tougher go. It's going to be really hard to get where you want to go if you're doing things that aren't in line with who you are and what works best for you. Now, I was in direct sales for 25 plus years. And I remember feeling like I was on repeat, like I was learning again and again and again. I don't know how many of you out there sometimes feel like you're doing something, you make some changes, you're going along fine, and the next thing you know, you're like repeating, you're back where you were, things aren't rolling like you wanted them to be. And we get in this cycle and we're on repeat. For me, one of the things that I had to figure out was getting calls in. When you are in business, outreach on a consistent basis is really, really, really important if you want to make the money and if you want to grow the business. And I had to shift the calls because I wasn't getting them in. I wasn't working. I would go to these wonderful, powerful sales meetings and we would get recognition. We would get chaining and get a lot of oomph and ha, hoorah. And there we would go and you'd get all excited. And then I would drive 45 minutes to an hour home. And by the time I got home, it was later than you really want to be reaching out and calling people. It was like probably not. People don't want to hear from you at that time of night. And so I wasn't getting the calls in. I wasn't moving on the hoorah that I had, that all that mojo. And I finally figured out that was also stopping me. The next day, I wouldn't make the calls because I'd already was like behind the eight ball. I was behind the curve. So I had to get beyond the curve and find what worked for me. And I finally figured out that right after the meeting, I would go and I would sit in my car and I would make my phone calls right then. Well, I still had all the mojo. And there were often a lot of incentives and contests that had to do with booking appointments that were set at the meeting. And I was on my way to being able to be a player. And then the next day was easier because I'd already made progress. And then I figured out that when I was in the car, there were no other distractions. I wasn't doing laundry. I wasn't cleaning the house. I wasn't washing dishes. That I would make the phone calls. And so the car became my office where I would get in the car. And if I was running errands, I'd stop and make phone calls. Sometimes I'd get in the car and go drive somewhere to make phone calls. But that was what worked for me. That's how I was able to find a piece that fit in to allow me to succeed. So what is it that you can shift or tweak? How can you create flow in your day? Are you someone that can do the hot start in the morning, just dive right in and accomplish a whole bunch of things right away, and then that gives you your energy and that's when you're most effective? Or are you someone who wants to meditate, reflect, do your yoga, drink your water, do the self-care, and then that builds the foundation for a productive day for you, and then you can go in and walk through, get things done? And that's the important piece. Is what works for you? How can you create and have flow in your life? You know, as we go through, it's making choices and putting the blinders on. There is so much out there that's good information for us on how to run our business, how to be successful, how to live life in full and have great personal relationships as well as income and clients and flow within the business. What happens a lot of the time is we go and we get this great, fantastic information, and we want to be the cookie cutter. We want to be able to say that this person, this training is what they're successful at. And so I'm going to do exactly what they do. And when we go in and try and imitate, try and duplicate exactly what they are providing, we shortchange ourselves because we are trying to fit into someone else's model and it might not work. Our elements are not their elements. And what works for them does not necessarily work for us. And so it's important to be able to pull out those pieces that slide into what you're already doing well, slide into what already works and up-level it. I would go to the national conventions and be mesmerized by the glamour and the glitz and listen to the top producers and how they did everything. And I had a little mindset that said that they did everything perfectly. And I would take copious notes and I would go home and try and replicate everything from my notes and do exactly what they did. And my outcomes never matched up because I was trying to be them. I was trying to work in their steel and not my own steel, not be true to myself. And when I finally figured out that that's not going to work, I learned to be able to look and pull out just the piece that was meant to me, just the piece that works for my elements. And that became a really, really powerful lesson. So you have to stick to your elements. You know, the shaping and the refining and the steel, it won't operate outside its elemental makeup. You know, steel can fulfill a variety of uses, depending on how it's worked, depending on its external shape and its internal structure. You know, human beings are shaped by our core elements. We're shaped by our culture. We're shaped by experience. It is our uniqueness. And all of that combined makes us who we are as an individual. Sometimes what we're getting into, sometimes our experiences are helping us connect to our core elements, are opening the doors for us to be able to connect to those things that we are naturally good at, reveal our gifts, strengthen everything about us that makes us wonderful, that makes us capable, that makes us absolutely able to do everything we want to do. And sometimes the culture and sometimes the experiences are putting blocks, are burying those elements, are covering them up so we don't recognize them, we can't see them, we're not connected to them. But it doesn't mean that the elements are not still there. And so by shaping, we are shaped through our core elements, through our culture, through our experience. And yet it is a process that gives us what we need. Finding out what doesn't work for you is just as valuable as finding out what does work for you. Connecting to a piece of core strength ability is just as important as having to go around and around and around until you discover that there's something special or unique there, and it gets uncovered through usually some hard knocks. And it's called experience and called life. And it brings out those core elements. We are not intended to have a smooth path. We are meant to be put in the hammer, gotten hot and beat on, because that's the way we come into shape. That's the way we come into form. And that's the where our strength lays. And that's what is the important and the exciting part about forging a life and leaning into the steel. When I look at the steels, the two types of steels that Howard uses is 1086 and L6. And a graph of those will show you the most of it is the iron. And then there's these little slivers with all these different beautiful colors in them, which are all the other elements. And that picture lets us see that that little tiny bit in all its bright, brilliant colors is the seed, is the mustard seed that moves the mountain, is that pieces and element that allow us to have, be, do absolutely anything we want. We're going to move to a break. I want to remind you that the free coaching is available to you if you want to blaze in 2022 with a free laser coaching package with me, Coach Christine Clark. Email me at forgingalifewithcoachchristine@gmail.com. Provide your name, your phone number, and your email address. And you have until midnight on January 31st to submit for that running to be able to have that coaching program. I am Coach Christine Clark. My company is Sunglow Transformation, and my website is sunglowtransformation.com. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram and on LinkedIn at both Coach Christine Clark and Sunglow Transformation. The burning question is, how do I connect to my elements? What will give me greater satisfaction? And those are the answers we're going to talk about when we come back from this break.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.sharonmartinmd.com.
Welcome back to Forging a Life Beyond the Curve, calling in your unique destiny. What defines me as an individual? How does my uniqueness serve me? Those are the questions. So we know that we have our elements, and we know that it is our elements plus our culture plus our experience that shapes us and forms us and gets us all the information we need to be able to go for our dreams and have, be, do whatever it is that we want most. You know, the experience sometimes helps us access those gifts in ourselves, and sometimes the culture and experience block the access. You know, for us to understand for ourselves what we believe, what connects to our drivers, you know, right, wrong, true, what's possible. And it all happens in the crucible of life. You know, I was born and raised Presbyterian. My father was a Presbyterian minister. And what I have discovered is that I don't think he's what we would typically stereotype as a minister, as a preacher. I remember him walking me through a guided meditation once when I was in my late teens. And I could remember that the guided meditation, I was laying on the floor, he was sitting in a chair and just talking me through it. And there was a beautiful green grassy hill, there were some woods, and there was a little ways off a little farmhouse. And I was with a horse because at that age I was horse crazy. Several weeks later, I was in the oral orthodontist getting impacted wisdom teeth pulled. And I was using that meditation to just take my mind somewhere else other than the work that was going on. And so then I had the grass, I had the horse, I had the trees there, the little farmhouse some ways away, and the breeze. And then they were working on the teeth and they had to break a tooth to get it out. And when that tooth went snap, that horse turned into a Pegasus. I climbed on his back and we flew away. That experience allowed me to understand a broader perspective of spirituality, a broader perspective of metaphysical. And it was one of these things that came to me because of my growing up, because of my nurture, and realized later that that was might be a little unusual to have that broader perspective coming out of a religious practice from my father. And that's just one of the ways that we learn and grow and find out about the elements of our steel and connect what works for you. You know, I also went to national conventions, as I talked about, and learned to pull out what worked for me. How many times have you listened to somebody else, thought that whatever it was they had was the perfect solution to help you get past your blocks to claim the success that you wanted, and diving in, doing their system, and then finding that it didn't feel right, it didn't work right, it wasn't suited for you? And those are the ways that we connect to our elements. How do we learn what works for us? And it's paying attention to the internal feeling as you grow, as you learn, if you had experience. Is this feeling right? Am I in flow? Am I relaxed, or am I stressed out? How can I make a change, a shift, and arrange something different to have a greater sense of satisfaction, a greater sense of fulfillment, and a greater sense of stepping into something better? Those are the important pieces. So you want to not compare, you want to look for your peace, and intuition over appearances. When we go for what somebody else is modeling and it doesn't work, it's usually because we have not listened to our intuitive self, and we're looking at the appearance of flow and success, looking at the highlight reel that somebody else has, and not considering that possibly there might be other areas of their life that aren't so well put together. But we want the highlight reel, we want the appearance. And when you can accept that the appearance looks good, but listen to yourself, then I think we're connecting to our elements, our core elements. You know, my son, Daniel, I took him, he was going into, several years ago, he was looking at colleges and he was going into studio sound. And we went and visited a couple of colleges that offered studio sound production in the area, in the Midwest. And then we got on a plane and flew to a larger college that had all the sound production and other things that he was interested in. And we had this wonderful tour of this great college, and it was much larger, and there was a lot of just really cool things that were available and were there. And the tour concluded with a really awesome highlight reel where they showed names of people that had come through and had been students of the college that now had their names in the credits of major movies. And of course, the highlight reel had fantastic music and great graphics and little clips of these very famous movies. And it was enthralling. And afterwards, sitting at a table, after we went and walked through and talked about what was present, what was there, what was being offered. And my son was so smart. And one of the things that was really, really important to him was being able to have access to a studio that if he was inspired and had inspiration, he wanted to be able to go and get into a studio and work and create music and sound. And one of the other colleges we had had a 24/7 open studios. You, as long as you had access to the college, you could get in and you could use studios unless somebody else was there working. And this bigger college with a beautiful highlight reel and a lot of polish and shine, their policy was to schedule the studio time. And the guy was honest with us that it was about 2 weeks usually to get in. And then there always had to be a teacher, professor present when anybody was using the studio. And my son was able to look at all the wonderfulnesses and realize that that wasn't a fit for him, that for him to be able to get in and work when he was inspired to work was more important than the splash and the posh and the shine of this other college. And he chose a different college. And that is like one of the greatest examples I can think of someone following their own tuition, being able to see what was being offered and available and select that piece that works for you. In the making of the Japanese style katana, the 1086 and the L6 steel are selected specifically for their elements. The elements that they have allow the steel, once it is formed into its beautiful, graceful curve and ground so it's polished, and that final heat treatment in puts into the steel the attributes of both strength and hardness to be able to hold an edge. And yet there is some plasticity and there is some flexibility in this, so that if you make a bad cut with the sword blade on a matte target and the blade is bent, it will flex rather than being bent. It won't take a kink into it. It will give a little bit. It will continue cutting and it'll come out unscathed. And the elements that allow that attribute to be given to the steel were very specific in the selection of the steel to make the katana, the Japanese style sword blades from. If you think about it, every single one of us have been selected to be, to do, to have whatever it is that our strikes our imagination, that we dream about, that we're being called to in our destiny. And we have the elements to be resilient, to hold our edge, to be flexible enough to give when needed, and hard enough to hold, and to be useful, and to be absolutely beautiful, aesthetically pleasing work of art in whatever we do. And that is, I think, the key for the core elements. In your life, I think that all of us go through something similar, in that we go from what's in front of us, and then we go to the next thing that's in front of us, and we go to the next thing that's in front of us. My life journey was to go to college, to get out of college and become an underwriter for an insurance company, because I live in a very high insurance company town. There's a lot of insurance in the Des Moines, Iowa area, and work in a cubicle. And then I got caught, my attention was grabbed by direct sales, and that looked like so much better way of earning an income. And I jumped off the corporate ladder after my first son was born, because I didn't want to be a person working 60 and 70 hours a week in a cubicle with someone else raising my first child. And that was a leap of faith. That was a leap of going into the fire, really. I had not built my own personal business to anywhere near replace the salary. And yet that was exactly what I needed to do, was to get out of the cubicle, to sink, to swim, to tread water. And we did all of that thing. When I left corporate, that made us a dual household, a dual entrepreneurial household. Later on, when I moved into coaching, it was because I bumped into coaching, began getting coaching myself, following programs that made a difference in how I approached my work, in the perspective I had, and was able to allow me to improve so many things in my life. And it caught spark, and it was like, oh, this is cool. I want everybody to be able to have this and do this. And so my second leap, after several years of searching, I found the coaching certification program that fit for me. I guess at that point, I was aware enough to look for the fit. And there is a part of me that could wish that the years in corporate work, or the years in direct sales that came 25 years prior to stepping into coaching, could have been different. If I wanted to should on myself, I could say they should have been different. And yet what I understand is that all of that was preparing me for the transformational life coach role. I am well suited, and this is a calling and deeply meaningful for me than anything else I've ever done. And all of the time and experiences play into what I'm able to bring to the table. In the Japanese style sword, choosing the steel that is specifically suited to give you the attributes you want. As human beings, we don't have the luxury of being able to walk along and select what is going to be perfectly suited for us. We have our core elements. We have our steel. We are 95% to 98% the same. And yet all of us have our core elements that set us so apart from everybody else, and provide us everything we need to be able to fulfill the roles in our lives, to pull our dreams into fruition, whether we're going to write a book or launch and become an entrepreneur at age 75. It doesn't matter where we have been before, except that all of this leads into what we have going forward. And the culture and the experience and our elements work together to bring about what our destiny is and to play with what is absolutely possible for us. You know, when we come back, the question is, do any of you feel like your real life has been on hold? Is it possible that there is an expiration date for our destiny? We'll walk through that when we come back after this break. We're going to blaze in 2022. You are invited to put your name in for a free laser coaching package of multiple sessions working with directly one-on-one with me. Send an email to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark at Gmail. Provide your name, your phone number, and your email address. You have until midnight on January 31st to enter. I'm Coach Christine Clark. I'm here every fourth Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern. My company is Sunglow Transformation. You can find me at sunglowtransformation.com. Look for me on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sunglow Transformation, and also Coach Christine Clark. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back. Thank you.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at tracylclark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to carlgreer.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, ity.com.
Thank you, Benny. I am Coach Christine Clark. This is Forging a Life, Going Beyond the Curve, Calling in Your Unique Destiny. I'm here every fourth Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. My company is Sunglow Transformation. You can find me on the web, on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at sunglowtransformation.com and Coach Christine Clark. You know, I have had some amazing, wonderful conversations with those of you who have reached out, and you are amazing. You're cool. You're interesting people, and you're working through the curve. You're all working through the curve to call in your destiny. And sometimes we think, you know, have I held on to my dream too long? Or does it seem that sometimes, you know, what's current isn't where I want to be, or isn't what's going on, or isn't how it should be? Maybe my current circumstance isn't measuring up. And there's a few of us that, you know, do have a little bit of self-sabotage, me included. And the deep truth in the creating of the katana, in the steel, is that the core elements remain. You know, the potential never wavers. Not for the steel and not for people, not for human beings. And, you know, whatever forces have shaped you, your culture plus your experience, and whatever shape you happen to be in, your unique elemental makeup holds true. It's there. You know, my first full immersion into life coaching, my first course, it took me a couple of years to look around to, once I decided, hey, I think I want to do this. This is, you know, this is coming out naturally. I'm coaching the people around me, and maybe I want to get some training on this, and looked around for several years and finally found the perfect course to jump into. And it was way more money than I had. It was a halfway across the country. It was staying in a fairly nice hotel, and none of which I could really afford. But I came up with the money because it was a choice of, do I do this? It's perfect. This is what I want. Or do I allow my circumstance to dictate my future? And I chose to scrape it together and go. And very first day we were there, and I'm going to be honest with you, I was a little bit of a hot mess. I was way outside my comfort zone, and I was running down to the corner convenience store to buy little salads and plastic boxes because I really couldn't afford to be eating meals in the restaurant at the hotel. And we were in the room on our first day, and we walked through a guided meditation. We moved all the desks around, and everybody sat in a great big circle. And we were being guided through this reflection. And as this was happening, I'm listening to the words, and images and pictures, of course, are showing up in my head. And I began to picture ribbons of color, red, orange, yellow, with maybe a little bit of green, maybe a little bit of blue. But these ribbons of color in my mind were surrounding everybody that was sitting in that circle and creating in my own energy a safe space for all, for everybody there. And it was intuitive. It just showed up. But those ribbons of color kept repeating throughout the week that we were in this deep immersion, from early morning to late night. We stayed in that room and we did the work. And when I was being processed, as we practiced on each other, and occasionally people were brought up to the front to be walked through a strategy as we were learning how to coach, how to work with people, And any time anybody else was being processed, I would put my hand on the table, palm up, and imagine these ribbons of color being present around the person being processed. And when I was in process, I was doing everything possible to not hold back. If something showed up, I said it. If something showed up, I went for it, because I knew deep down that I could not guide anybody deeper than I was willing to go myself. So I played full out. And when I came out of that week, I came out with a total change of trajectory. I was a full-time life coach. I immediately signed up for another coaching program that allowed me to work with all the tools I just learned for a full year, with client hours and peer hours and mentor check-ins and all those things that really helped me hone the skills. And that images of the colors in those ribbons, I went and found images of sunrises and sunsets and sun over fields, and put those all together and put them on my binders that I used for my notes and for the learning and for the training and on my manuals. And so I had all these sun colors, because those were the colors that kept showing up for me in this immersion of coaching, in this coaching course. And that's where the name of my company came from, Sun Glow Transformation, because of all the ribbons of colors in the yellows and the oranges and the reds, with a little fleck of blue and a little fleck of green. And so it helped me find my brand. It helped me name my company. And it reminds me of the transformational work, working with anybody, holding space and doing the deep work, going full out, not backing down, walking through the hard questions, the hard sessions where there's tears involved, which is lovely. I love it when tears show up, because it means that you're really doing some fantastic, wonderful things in transformation. And I relish transforming lives, holding a hand, walking people through the blocks and reconnecting them to their elements. Your core elements, your gifts, your talents are there. You know, it's in the feeling you have of possibility that shows up. It's in that crystal clear dream. And it's the guarantee that you have what it takes. Now, an outside catalyst is required. We can't access our own power if it's been covered up through experience. It's one of those wonderful paradoxes of self-development, that the mind holds all the answers, but rarely can we get to those answers, because we're already in the middle of our muddle and we have layers of our beliefs and our way we operate that prevent us from finding that clear new perspective, from making that shift, until something from the outside sparks the change. So what I would recommend is, you know, step into the work, whatever that can look like for you. There's a lot of wonderful ways to begin to process and to access your elements. Get a coach, step into the work of transformation. And, you know, who would you be when you are working within your elements, when you have created flow in your life, when you have that connection, those relationships, and that work that lights you up? What would it mean for you to operate in alignment with yourself? How powerful that is. And what if, you know, the work you did and the environment you worked in and the people that were surrounding you, everything supported your vision? That's the goal. That's what we want to have in our lives. And it comes from trusting in our steel. You know, what's in your steel? Everything. Everything. You have what it takes to build the life you want, to have the relationships you want, to be in service to the world in the way that you want. And it all comes down from being able to work with what you have. And some of us are going to be put in the fire, and it's going to take a long time for us to get heated up. Some of us are going to be able to be in the fire and pulled out and put under the hammer and shaped very quickly. Some of us are going to have to be drawn out to find our purpose in life. And all of this is part of the great journey. When we go from raw bar to a magnificent, aesthetically pleasing, beautiful work of art, that's our lives. So that's what I want to leave you with. Knowing that you have what it takes, your elements are there, and they're tiny little pieces that are so incredibly powerful. They're the mustard seeds that'll move the mountain. You have that ability to change, to be, to have what you want. You'll find it when inspiration strikes and joy and happiness and excitement show up. You have it when you're able to suddenly pinpoint, that's the piece that has to change. Quit trying to make phone calls during the mid-morning when you've got other things that work better for you. Make them in the car. What little tweak do you need to shift everything? What can help you connect to your flow? I'm Coach Christine Clark. This is Forging a Life, going beyond the curve, calling in your unique destiny. The laser coaching program is available to you. Remember to submit your name for that. Send an email to forgingalifewithcoachchristine@gmail.com. Provide your name, your phone number, and your email address. You have until midnight on January 31st to enter. I'm here every fourth Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. My company is SunGlow Transformation, and now you know why it's called sunglowtransformation.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn at Coach Christine Clark and also at SunGlow Transformation. Until next time, keep hammering away, keep believing in your elements. Don't worry if it gets hot or you feel like you're being pounded. It's all part of being shaped for your future and calling in your unique destiny.
Thanks for tuning in to Forging a Life with Christine Clark. Remember to acknowledge your talents and skills. Your gifts are the elements needed to claim the life of your dreams. Believe you have what it takes to forge the life you want. Through intuition, trusting yourself, and the process, take action and call your life into a vibrant, beautifully lit existence aligned with your core self. To learn more or work with Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.